Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. This is Justin Colvin, your host. I'll be covering some important topics today, so stick around. I'm sure you'll be happy to hear about some of the topics I'm going to go over. Last week, we kind of did an intro. It was my first show, and we just went over my bio, how I got started in the industry, and what the Medicare Help Desk is. And we kind of talked about some questions with a listener. Today's content will be a little different. We're going to go over some important things to seniors. I know drug plans and prescription coverage is very important to a lot of seniors in the golden age. And so that's our first segment of the show, be kind of dedicated towards that. Going to talk specifically about drug plans and GoodRx. And GoodRx is very in vogue right now, so I'm sure a lot of you will be interested in hearing about that. As we get into the second segment of the show, we're going to talk about the COVID-19 vaccine that's being released and just how much it costs. Does it cost anything? Does Medicare cover it? Where you can get the vaccine? So I'll go over some of those topics in the second part of the show. But just to give you, again, a background, I am owner and author and also contributor to the show. I run the MedicareHelpDesk.com website. That is my insurance agency. I'm an independent insurance broker in the Tallahassee area. I live here locally with my family, and I help seniors with their Medicare coverage. That's about 98% of my business is really just the Medicare market. So whether it be shopping for a drug plan, Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplement, some of the ancillary things like dental, vision, hearing, life insurance, I can certainly be of help. It's a no bias and a no obligation consultation. All my services are free. So if you need help or if you're struggling trying to figure this out or just need some guidance to help you in the right direction, I'm certainly happy to help. So most of the content we're going to be covering in this show going forward will be, you know, Medicare-related, Social Security, certain types of plans. We're going to cover articles, maybe legislative updates around the Medicare, or anything that's just current events, something that's trending within healthcare, specifically Medicare, that's relevant to our listeners. So if you have questions throughout the show, you know, give me a call. You can reach me locally. It's 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. And that's Justin Colvin. I'm with the Medicare Help Desk. So let's just get right on into it. The first segment we're going to cover today, again, is drug plans and GoodRx, how they're different, and basically this is kind of the nuts and bolts behind it. So a lot of seniors that have Medicare are going to have some type of Part D prescription drug plan. And that may be a standalone drug plan, or it could be packaged in combination with a Medicare Advantage plan. Either way, it's still a drug benefit. And drug plans can be a little bit sorted. They vary depending on the plan you select. Each plan has what they call a different formulary. A formulary is just a fancy name for a list of covered drugs. Currently, there's over 3,500 FDA-approved medications. So there's a lot of medications out there to potentially treat various conditions. Each plan, of course, is a little bit different. So it's important to check your drugs and what prescriptions you're taking on the formulary for each plan. And the best way to do this would be go to Medicare.gov. That's just the official Medicare website, www.medicare.gov. Or you can call me again, 850-632-0033, and I will help you with performing the drug plan search. But it's a good basis just to have knowledge where to get the results. But Medicare.gov, you can do it as a search tool. It's very intuitive. You just type in your medications, the dosages, how often you take them, you know, what retail pharmacy or mail order pharmacy that you want to use. And then, boom, it spits out all the results. And you need to do it this way or have me do it for you, because otherwise, if you're just looking at each plan individually, it can be very cumbersome. So let the software do the work. I have another piece of software I use in my office. It's a little more sophisticated. It helps me make the best recommendation. So it's just whatever meds you're taking and the pharmacy you use, it's going to be able to pick the top plan that would reduce your out-of-pocket expenses. So the top plans, I would say today, there's many that you can choose from, but the big ones that are most common are Humana, WellCare, and SilverScript, which has now been rebranded into Aetna. It's part of the Aetna organization. So those are your big three, Humana, WellCare, and Aetna. It doesn't mean other ones aren't as good. There's plenty of options. It just all comes down to each person's, you know, unique situation. The meds will vary by person, and typically the prescription plans will as well. But those tend to be the most competitive overall when it comes to monthly premium, formulary, and prescription drug costs. So as we're looking at that, you'll typically have a base premium, which you just pay each month just to have the insurance. So if it's a, you know, Humana Walmart PDP plan, that might be $17 a month, I think is what it is in our local market here in Tallahassee. Then you would have a copay for each unique prescription. So if it's metformin, that's typically a generic. A lot of times that's free or maybe a dollar or two. It's very minimal. Same for a lot of other basic medications like lisinopril, amlodipine, you know, some of the psych meds, thyroid prescriptions. These are very common medications. They're all very inexpensive, even without insurance, okay? So as you get into more some of the expensive name brand tiers, name brand drugs like insulin for diabetes, some of the blood thinners if you've had like a heart attack, stroke, pacemaker, some kind of cardiac event, obviously those are higher. And some of those will be covered by the plans and maybe some won't. So it's why it's imperative, especially if you take more expensive prescriptions, to really do the homework. And I can do that for you, or you can go to Medicare.gov, but it's important to nail down that element. So that's drug plans as a whole. I know I have a lot of clients that have mixed reviews on these things because you'll hear the term donut hole that's referenced or coverage gap. And so that just means with the drug plans, they're all kind of built with, unfortunately, this gap in coverage. Hence, they call it the donut hole. So just envision as you're in a donut in the middle, there's a missing section. You do have some coverage, but it's very limited. But most people, the majority of folks on Medicare, well over 80% of Medicare enrollees, will never experience this donut hole, okay? However, if you take expensive prescriptions, you're a diabetic, you take insulin, like I mentioned before, you have AFib or some kind of existing heart condition, you're on expensive blood thinners, other unique medications that require more expensive or specialty type meds, you will go through this donut hole probably at some point. But it's let me kind of work with you on that, but that is something that's built into all the drug plans. It's just the nature of the beast. The other part I'm going to go over to is GoodRx. And so GoodRx is a great program that costs nothing. And I'll just, before I get into that, if you're just tuning in with us, I'm Justin Colvin, owner of the MedicareHelpDesk.com website. I'm an insurance agent and broker, and we're talking about today on our show about prescriptions, okay, this first segment. So it's prescriptions, drug plan coverage, and also how it interacts with your medications, what the costs are. And also a big competitor to that is GoodRx. And that's where I'm going to go with this next portion of the first segment, and then we'll take a break and go into the COVID vaccines and some of the availability and pricing with that. I know a lot of you guys are looking for information there. I'll be happy to provide it. So GoodRx, which has kind of a yellow and black branding, almost looks like a taxi cab, to me, I call them like the disruptor to the drug plan market. They're very similar to what Uber is doing to the cab space. So think of it like Uber, what they're doing, how they're disrupting the industry as a whole for ride sharing. They have dramatically grown. Even though they're not profitable as an organization, they have expanded market share. They have put a real hurt on a lot of cities and municipalities that run cab services because it's really just a superior product. But in a lot of respects, GoodRx is doing the same thing. GoodRx doesn't cost anything. It's a free program that everybody has access to. You can just go on your Google, just type in GoodRx prescription discounts. You'll be able to find different copays for various drugs. And many times these copays are less than what you would pay with a prescription plan, which doesn't make sense because you pay for insurance. It should be better, but it's not always the case. GoodRx is very competitive, and again, it costs nothing. Now, it's not insurance, so I want you to be clear that it does help, but I wouldn't just rely on that totally. I would still recommend having some Part D drug plan. It's just GoodRx allows you to achieve some very low costs. So I just tell people, hey, use your drug plan, use GoodRx. Find out which one's going to give you the lower cost. And a lot of times the pharmacist can tell you this. Just ask them, do you honor GoodRx pricing? If they do, and if it's cheaper than what the copay would be with your prescription plan, hey, go with GoodRx. You can also, they have an app, so you can go to your, if you have a smartphone, go to your Google Play Store or your Apple store and just you can download. It's a free app, GoodRx, and you can use that. And just type in your name as your prescriptions. It'll tell you what the copays will be. So hopefully it gives you some good information with that. I tell my clients to use both in tandem, not rely on one or the other. I still do recommend, even if you've been frustrated with drug plans, to have one because there's some very important components because it is insurance. if you do have very expensive treatment, like for cancer or some kind of specialty med that you're required to take, you're gonna wish you had the drug plan because it will protect you in those situations. So that's my recommendation. And then also use the GoodRx as an important tool to help to reduce drug costs. So stay tuned. We're going to have to take a quick break here. I'll be right back. We're going to go over COVID vaccines, availability, cost, where to get them, who can get them, and a lot more. So stay tuned. This is Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. I'll be right back.
Waiting for the break.
Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. I'm your host, Justin Colvin. We're going to be diving into all things coronavirus this second segment. If you're just tuning in with us, the first segment we went over drug plans and prescription coverage, GoodRx. That's kind of the theme today, is like all things Part D and drug coverage. And hey, we're throwing the vaccines in there as well because I know it's a big topic for a lot of seniors and it's very in vogue right now with what's going on in the country. So, just to let you know, my website again, it's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. If you have questions, feel free to give me a call. My number, 850-632-0033. Again, that's Justin, 850-632-0033. So COVID, obviously testing's been going on for quite some time. Now the vaccine's been rolled out, so probably a lot of folks are curious, you know, is it covered? Does Medicare pay for it? Do I pay for it? Where can I get the vaccine? Who can get it? A lot of questions on your mind. I'll definitely be covering that in just a moment. Just to preface everything, I'm not going to take a political side. I know I have a lot of clients that call me and kind of ask what I think about this, or you know, should I get the vaccine? Are you going to get the vaccine? Not really going to dig into that today. This is going to be more just matter of fact and just covering the main essentials of who, what, where, how, and why. So I feel like with a lot of the COVID debate, you kind of have like two camps. One where maybe if you don't get the vaccine, if you don't feel like you should do that, then a lot of people, they're just kind of feel like you shouldn't be in public. Maybe you shouldn't be able to be on an airplane or participate in society. That's one kind of camp I find that people fall into. And I just understand there's a lot of fear and everything with it. But then there's also the other camp that's more laissez-faire, and don't think that we should be that aggressive. It's more of a personal choice, and this thing hasn't been fully vetted, you know, as far as the rush to market, and hasn't been tested properly. It's just kind of a quickly rolled out vaccine. So they're a little bit more reserved, a little more skeptical maybe, and that's fine. Both are respective opinions and different camps, but again, we're not gonna pick a side today. We're just going to kind of lay out the information. So if you are looking to get the COVID vaccine, then you have a little bit more information. So with that being said, yes, COVID is covered by Medicare. In fact, actually, the way it's been rolled out, the federal government is so aggressive in trying to market this and promote this vaccine that there's supposedly, from what the horse's mouth, they said there's no cost. Okay. And that's for anyone. Whether you have insurance or don't have insurance, whether you're a senior or not a senior, I've got a couple articles I'm going to go over here in just a moment, one of which is from GoodRx, which we covered in our first segment just briefly, and how they kind of have been disrupting the prescription drug market. But they have a article here that I'm going to read a few segments just from, and I'll give you my opinion on it, about the COVID and basically, you know, some of the frequently asked questions that have arisen. So the first question in their FAQ here, is the vaccine really free? Reading just from their article, the vaccine is expected to be free of charge to every American who wants one, no matter which company made it. And I believe there's two. There's, I think, the Moderna vaccine, as well as either, I think it's Pfizer is the other. What type of health insurance you have, or even if you are not covered at all, okay? So there's no vaccine administration fee or other charge. The other thing I'll cover with this is that it asks, could I still get a bill potentially? And that is possible. And the reason that may be possible is if you get it at your doctor's office, depending on the health coverage you have within the Medicare framework, you may have some kind of office copay, okay? $10, $20. Now, that's for the visit. That's your doctor administering that charge. The vaccine itself should have no charge, okay? So I just want to make that distinction. The actual vaccine itself is free. Now, going to the next portion, who can get it? Now, that's a touchy subject because my wife's a pharmacist, and at her store, we've got some young people coming in that want to get it, and most of them at this time are being declined. They're not in the first rollout. So the initial rollout of the vaccine is for sensitive groups that are most at risk to the virus. So healthcare workers, first responders, other critical essential workers deemed by the federal government. So those people, and then of course seniors. If you're young, healthy, under 65, it's unlikely you're going to be able to get the vaccine at this time. That doesn't mean later you won't. It's just the initial stage since this virus has been, the vaccine has been rolled out. They want to make sure they get it to those that are most critical. So good thing is my scope of my show is Medicare. So most of my listeners are going to be in the Medicare program. You should have no problem being able to get the vaccine as long as it's available. And that's the next thing we'll kind of go into is the availability. It is somewhat limited. And a lot of you probably have called various pharmacies or doctor's offices to check on it. And it's just, I mean, you've got 330 million people in this country. They can only roll out so much of it at so quickly. So you have to be a little patient as they're working through the demand. There's such high demand for this. I do know locally, Publix and CVS, certain stores and certain availability both do have the COVID vaccine here in the Tallahassee area. So I would look into that. You may want to call your doctor's office or your primary care physician. They should be able to give an indication if they're going to receive it. There is anticipation as the virus or as the vaccine becomes more readily available, that additional smaller regional pharmacies will have it and other clinics will have the vaccine. But at this time, it is difficult to find. I know my wife mentioned the other day, they had people calling in from South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Naples, calling her store here in Tallahassee, trying to set up an appointment for getting the vaccine. So obviously there is a limited supply. It's tough to get. And you do have to kind of look around for it, or just be patient if you can wait. I'm sure there'll be more supplies coming, but that kind of gives you an idea there. Let me go over a couple other things here in this article. It says, when will the COVID vaccine be available? This is that same GoodRx article I'm reading from. And before I dig into that, just a recap, if you're just tuning in with us today, it's Justin Colvin, founder and owner of the MedicareHelpDesk.com and the Medicare Help Desk radio show. And today we're covering all things Medicare. Today's topics have been mostly with the prescription drugs, prescription drug plans, GoodRx, and now in our second segment, we're kind of going over the COVID vaccine, the cost, the availability, where can I get it, and all things about the COVID. So this one article I'm going to read here, one of the questions, it's a frequently asked question, there's a lot of good information in here. It's saying if you work in healthcare or in a setting where there is congregate living, this meaning like a skilled nursing facility, assisted living facility, nursing home, if you're amongst a lot of folks in that particular environment, you're going to be among the first to have availability to the vaccine. So a lot of the assisted living, skilled nursing facilities across the country have gotten first dibs on this. And then it's, of course, being phased into a lot of the retail pharmacies. But you just have to be patient and kind of wait for it to reach the endpoint. So one of the things I wanted to cover with this is how the vaccine's administered, okay? So right now, it's a two-series dose. So when you schedule, if you're able to get an appointment time, they're going to do the first dose and then reschedule you typically within a week to 2 weeks later, okay, for your second dose. That's just the way it's being rolled out. It's very similar to a flu shot from what I understand. Okay, it does have to be refrigerated, but it's within a few weeks you should be able to get both doses. The plan is, after this is rolled out, right now it's still going to be free for, I anticipate, many months to come because we're still kind of in the early stages of the vaccination process. But once the majority of the population, and not right now, it's just the high priority groups, again, like we talked about, it's just seniors, healthcare workers, essential workers. So only a small subset of the population is really able to get it. But that will change, of course, and that will broaden in scope. And once the majority of the population has been immunized, it's probably going to be similar to the flu vaccine or the shingles, where it'll be part of a health plan. It won't be free necessarily. You may have a small copay, but we're anticipating it from this article and other think tanks that the vaccine will be available, very similar to the flu or other vaccinations, where you'll have a small copay. And, of course, at that time, I'm sure it'll be much easier to get it. You won't have to wait in line. You won't have to schedule an appointment. So it should be a lot simpler. But I'm sure if you have questions, probably do, give me a call again. It's Justin, Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. The number again is 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. If you need help with your Medicare plan, I can certainly help. If you have further questions about the COVID vaccine, COVID testing, GoodRx prescription plans, or just evaluating what your healthcare needs, I'm certainly happy to help you with that. Give me a call, and I'll be happy to work with you. You can also text that number I mentioned, the same one, 850-632-0033. I'm available for text. That is a very common way of communicating with clients these days, so I'm happy to address questions there. Looking forward to next week's show. So, again, if you have questions, just give me a jingle. I'm happy to help. And good luck out there. We'll be continuing to talk more about other topics, including Social Security. That might be our next discussion. Looking forward to helping everyone in our community in Tallahassee. Remember, I'm local. Don't be afraid to call me. I'm happy to help. And hopefully today's show has been impactful. Hopefully you've been able to learn something new and get some new information. And remember, all of these things are just a quick Google search away. So give me a call. Thanks for sticking around today. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. And we will see you next week.